other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was talking to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, economist, best-selling author, former Wall Street Journal editor, father of Reaganomics. For stations that just joined us during a break, and he said, look, well, I said, we're going to hell in a handbasket. I guess the basket's been dropped off the cliff, but it's bouncing down the cliff, and we don't know the exact route. And he said, exactly. And so that's a good way to boil it down. But he was just basically recommending the exact same things that Ron Paul, the congressman, and now his senator's son are recommending. And you notice they're the two people really being demonized by the controlled left and right. And so anybody that injects common sense sanity to this is demonized and attacked. And yes, most of the new Republicans and most of the Democrats, they don't want to discuss any of this. And so that's it. We've gone to hell in a handbasket here. Dr. Roberts?
Yes, Alex. I think that what we need to understand is something about the political system. The political system is unbalanced. And again, that was a result of offshoring. Because offshoring, which moved offshore the industrial and manufacturing jobs, diminished substantially union membership and union finances, so that the Democrats lost their unique independent source of financing. You know, when they had the unions, you had political competition. You know, the Democrats represented a social safety net, Social Security, Medicaid, unemployment insurance, the sort of things that put a floor under lives and keep income from just shrinking away and being gobbled up by the rich. The Republicans then represented business. And so you had political competition. But when the Democrats lost their independent financing because of offshoring, they now are dependent on the same sources of finance as the Republicans. So you've got one party with two names. It doesn't matter who you elect. It doesn't matter if you elect a Tea Party candidate or not, because once the Tea Party candidate is elected and in Washington, the new member understands that to get reelected, it has to bend to the will of the oligarchy. If it fights the oligarchs, it's out in 2 years. It has no money. It can't finance itself. They'll pour all kinds of money into their candidates' campaign.
Well, to interrupt, that's what Senator DeMint in the Wall Street Journal said. He quoted former Senator Lott saying, we're going to co-opt these people as soon as they get here. And DeMint called it bribery. But when you're able to get somebody like DeMint or somebody like Senator Rand Paul, that does scare the system because they're in for 6 years, and it's such a powerful position that they can get grassroots funding from what's left of the middle class.
Well, I don't think there's enough of those people to change anything, and it is unlikely to be. So the fact is there's one party with two names.
So how do we fix that?
And, well, the only way you could fix it is you would have to take political contributions out of the elections. And how are you going to do that? They're not going to pass that. You know, they're not going to say, oh, yes, let's take away all our money. And the powerful interests are not going to allow them to pass that. So it probably can't be fixed. You see what I'm saying? The political system is broken. It can't be fixed. It will have to fail. And I think the same will be the result with the economy. I don't think the people in charge have the perception, the understanding of the problem to be able to fix it. It's, you know, generals always fight the last war. And they're still thinking in terms of Great Depression or post-war recession, and they're trying to deal with the economy that way, but it's been offshore. Those economies worked.
Doc, this was a short segment. This was a short segment, long segment coming up, final segment, for you to be able to finish up with that and then get into the overall police state, because that is our new economy. Our new economy is police state. We'll be right back.
You know someone who's a Constitution basher? Then here's the ammo you need to silence them once and for all. Introducing the crash course on the U.S. Constitution, how to argue with a liberal about constitutional issues and win every time. If you believe it's time we stop disgusting left-wing lies and start telling the truth about America's Christian heritage, this crash course for patriots is for you. Start neutralizing the liberal propaganda being force-fed in our schools, the workplace, and the media. The crash course on the U.S. Constitution is an audio power program that includes 6 CDs jam-packed with amazing information, insights, and truth that will shut the mouth of any lie-loving liberal. Order your crash course on the U.S. Constitution online at thefoundersplan.com and look for the free bonus gift. Call today 1-877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, or go to thefoundersplan.com. For God's honest truth, go to thefoundersplan.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who's with us for the rest of the segment, I want to get into the police state, but I just want to say this right here and not after he leaves. He is a top economist. He has a lot more knowledge than I do about the specific scientific financial systems. They claim it's a science, and so I'm probably talking out of class here, but I'll just say it. I have studied the Trilateral Commission's own reports. I've studied Club of Rome, UN, and the mega corporations are playing a game of consolidation. And if they've got to physically invade a country and kill a million people to take it over, they'll do it. If they've got to give DU weapons to the troops to win it, they'll do it. If they've got 500 mobile radiation vans that are frying the people that are operating them, not just the people inside the houses, they'll do it. And you can see this debt black hole they've created that's impossible to pay back. And the Federal Reserve's meeting, to celebrate their great victory this weekend at Jekyll Island 100 years ago, back in 1910, they met there. And looking at it, it's delusional, kind of like Nero setting fire to Rome or, Hitler invading Russia. There's a lot of chutzpah here, but there is a method to this madness, and they're announcing this new global bank and SDRs and carbon taxes and VAT taxes to form the next bubble, and they're destroying other currencies, they're destroying our currency. I can't see it any other way than it is engineered, but you were at those highest levels or very near them of power. And I don't know what's more scary. If I'm right and it's designed and we see them all getting record bonuses and profits, everything else imploding, am I right? That's pretty scary. Or is it even more scary that they're out of control? And it doesn't matter, Dr. Roberts, because doesn't it take us to the same place?
Yeah, that's why I don't really worry about whether it's a conspiracy or not, because it's not, in the end, it's not going to work for them or anybody. Because the system is going down.
But Hitler launched Operation Barbarossa into Russia. They just do it.
People make mistakes. That's the human condition. And so that's another reason I don't really worry about long-term conspiracies. I think there are a lot of short-term ones. But to keep a conspiracy going through the ages without making mistakes is probably beyond human potential. Now, maybe they're all aliens disguised as humans and have super intelligence. But, you know, if you look around the mistakes people make, even smart people, even people like you and I, we make mistakes. So to think that they can keep a conspiracy going for decades and decades without making a mistake is not likely.
Well, we know they have the program for world government.
Look, I still wonder how they're going to get China and Russia to go along with it. Or South America, which is breaking away from the system. You know, if you look at it, you see more and more people breaking away from American dominance.
No, I agree. Zbigniew Brzezinski 4 months ago addressed the CFR and said just that.
But let's go to one other question. Let's about the left wing. I really don't think there is a left wing anymore. I think in America, the United States left wing was destroyed by the political and economic collapse of socialism, communism. And we had the triumphal end of history, you know, democratic capitalism. And this triumphalism destroyed the left. This is why there's no real resistance to the police state. There's no real resistance to the wars.
Well, notice the left hasn't even talked about Obama reauthorizing the Patriot Act 3 days ago.
But there's not any left. I mean, there's a very mild, watered down left, but it's nothing like it once was. And that's because the destruction of socialism, communism, the triumphalism of democratic capitalism, the end of history. And so, to put balance back, I think democratic capitalism is going to have to go through a crisis. I think we're seeing that begin in the with the economic deterioration. The Fed Reserve doesn't seem able to forestall. You know, the huge stimulus program did nothing for the economy. This is unusual. The enormous expansion of bank reserves have done nothing to the economy. Interest rates are practically zero. The economy is not recovering. This is sort of out of bounds of what they are used to. So we see an economic crisis that they can't apparently handle, and it seems to be getting away from them. Politically, the fact that there's only one party, we see the rise of all this anger in the Tea Party candidates. They don't really know what to do or what they're angry about, for the most part, most of them, but they're angry. They know the system doesn't work for them. My recent column that you posted, The Impotence of Elections, explains why the system doesn't work for them. And so if you get people, you get a population in which the economy doesn't work for them and the political system doesn't work for them, you get collapse or you get revolution or things fall apart. And then all of a sudden, the triumphalism of the end of history, the supremacy of democratic capitalism, that fades away.
All right, let me stop you because I want to get into the police state that integrates into all of this, Dr. Roberts, in the 6 minutes we've got left with you. But when I read the Rand Corporation reports that are public, most of it's secret, and I look at this, they talked about the service economy being security 12, 15 years ago, back during that period. And so the fake right is trying to replace the economy with surveillance, prisons, control, a gulag economy, as Max Kaiser calls it. Then the so-called left, their answer is the, quote, green economy that's a wet blanket on already dead industry. And so I do see the establishment putting forward plans after this latest phase has, you know, destroyed us economically. So they are putting out their plans, and we know what it is. It's naked body scanners. It's checkpoints. It's threat fusion centers. Can you speak to your article, Might is Right? Because we have the New York Times columnist, Joe Sharkey, talking about being screamed at, being made to basically be strip searched in front of people. They're now announcing, if you don't want to be naked body scanned, we're going to literally squeeze your genitals. This is an act of humiliation. This is an act of domination.
Well, yes, this is the consequence of 9/11. There's no doubt that we're having a police state. In fact, I think the real reason we have body scanners is because of Michael Chertoff, whose firm represents the body scanner manufacturer. And note the coincidence between the implementation of body scanners and the underwear bomber. Now, when I heard about the underwear bomber plot, I thought, now this is staged. If the mighty powerful Al-Qaeda can attack the Pentagon and the World Trade Center and outwit all the intelligence agencies and blah, 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 why would they reduce themselves to an underwear bomber focused on a mere airliner? That's a huge come down. It hurts their reputation. It's kind of like after you're a great boxer and you knock out the champion and then you go start picking on 10-year-old kids. It's just, it doesn't help the image. So I think the whole thing was staged. They needed Chertoff, who was, of course, head of Homeland Security, now represents the body scanner industry. They had the body scanners all made. They were all made, ready to go. They needed an excuse. Without an excuse to terrify the people, how is the government going to ram this type of invasion of privacy down people's throats? So they concocted the underwear bomber. And then now Chertoff's made more money selling these body scanners. So that some of these explanations don't require anything other than greed, just normal greed. This is the way things happen. Now, it doesn't mean we don't have a police state. We certainly do. And it's getting worse. But since I've been so pessimistic, let me say one thing that's hopeful. Sometimes power alone isn't enough. Remember the Soviet collapse. They had a police state. The Communist Party was as powerful as any aristocracy ever, all kinds of special privileges. They had total power, and yet they let the system go. It really wasn't overthrown. What had happened was all the years and years of frustration and failure and all the terrible stuff eroded the belief of the people at the top who had the power in the system. And they just were willing to let it go. Gorbachev, Yeltsin, they just said, to hell with it. And they walked away from it. It fell. And these types of things can happen. They take a long time. But it does show that there is always something operating other than raw power and mendacity. And always in the short run and in the intermediate run, raw power, mendacity, brutality, evil, all of this can prevail. But in the long run, it seems to turn the stomachs even of the rulers.
It starts rotting.
How do you explain the collapse of the Communist Party, the Soviet Union, the most powerful body that ever existed?
Dr. Roberts, we're almost out of time, and I'm skipping this network break to finish up with you, but I just wanted to back up what you said. When you mentioned your gut telling you that was a staged event with the underwear bombing, we now know that Anwar al-Awlaki supposedly ran all of these events, and he was meeting 2 months after 9/11 when he was the number three in al-Qaeda secretly at the Pentagon with the top brass. That's even on Fox News. I mean, this is really becoming so transparent.
Yes. Well, I think that if people catch on to that, it helps to accelerate the lack of confidence in the political system that we already see signs of, as we said, with the Tea Party. And we certainly are going to see people losing confidence in the economic system, because if the Fed doesn't seem able, even with its most extreme measures, to bring the economy back or even to stop its continued deterioration. So we may see a serious deterioration in the economy over the next 3-6 months, next year, which will show helplessness on the part of these powerful people. And if that's the case, you'll see a lot of loss of confidence, not just among the population in general, but among those pulling the strings themselves.
Well, Doctor, final question, and we appreciate your time and your great columns that you put out sometimes multiple times weekly. And I also want to briefly talk about your new book, dealing with what's happening with the economy. And we have links to it at InfoWars.com at the bottom of all of the articles that you write on a wide range of subjects. But I think in the middle we meet in that, from my own research, the ruling class is a group of competing mafias, and they think they're in control, but really they're not, as history shows. And as it's revealed that they're not in control, I mean, they can steal and destroy and start wars, but they're not in control. They can wreak havoc. And I wanted to get your psychological view, because you've been around a lot of these people, you know, in Washington over the years. You've studied it. That there does seem to be a wild mental illness now of just crazy hubris that we see with criminals, where they love to brag, to have them openly admit that Anwar al-Awlaki's hanging out at the Pentagon, to have them come on Fox and CNN and admit our government gives the fertilizer to the Taliban to grow the opium and the production's off the charts, to see the CIA tell the Washington Post, yes, we make fake bin Laden videos, and yes, they were. I mean, there's this just, you know, going before Congress and saying we won't say where the trillions went. It's almost more than just a hubris. It's like a flailing or a catch me if you can. I'm the gingerbread man. I mean, what do you say about this? Just this out in the openness about so much of this now.
Well, Alex, hubris always leads to destruction. So I think that. Look, this is far more hubris than Hitler showed by marching into Russia. this is more extreme.
He almost won.
He almost won. But the kind of hubris we're seeing that you just described is extreme hubris. And so it's going to come unglued. I think it will come unglued. It doesn't mean we won't suffer tremendously as a consequence, and doesn't mean there won't be prison camps and people won't be put in them. But I think the system is right now showing more signs of failing than succeeding. That's just my opinion.
It's showing signs of complete mental illness, megalomania.
Well, how are you going to succeed in that type of a situation? Now, you know, possibly they can brainwash everyone, but as I say, it's hard to brainwash people who are out of work, out of homes, out of prospects, out of hope for their kids' prospects. They're hard to, I mean, you can say, oh, it's the Chinese who did it, or you can, you know, point fingers and you can keep them blaming the wrong people, but nevertheless, they still realize the system's not working, whoever the government is telling them to blame. And if the government is so full of hubris as this, the kinds of mistakes it will make will be dramatic. There'll be dramatic mistakes. Hubris always leads to big mistakes. And so the more you report that kind of hubris and see that kind of hubris that you described, the more likely the mistakes are going to grow in magnitude.
Well, I mean, I agree with you, and I think it's a mistake for the system when we say we don't want naked body scanners. Homeland Security, and this is in the New York Times, screams at you and and puts you through the scanner and then grabs, I mean, they're saying, we now grab your breast, we now grab your genitals, and they're all over the news saying, you better go through the scanner, or we're going to call you out in front of everyone, and we're going to make you pull your shirt out, and we're going to, and literally on the news, that it shows people grabbing women's breast to the point of, my children have never flown, my wife hadn't been on an airplane in 9 years, I'm forced to fly to. And but I mean, we don't go anywhere now. Maybe that's what they want. But I mean, you know, look, you're not going to put your hands between my wife's legs. I mean, I saw them, Dr. Roberts. And
Alex, I'm sure this is all outrageous. But, you know, if you're Chertoff and you have huge sums of money involved in the success of body scanners, you're going to use all your influence connections to. Make the TSA oppose strongly anyone who resists body scanners because money's on the table, on the line. So they have that reason to do it. You also have the fact that many of the TSA people, like, unfortunately, many police, are bullies, and they enjoy power, and they enjoy intimidating people and abusing them. And then you even have some who are naive and believe that we're under a terrorist threat and that anybody who doesn't want to go through a body scanner must be a terrorist. So between all that, you can get these types of terrible situations. And it really remains to be seen how much the people put up with. You may have seen that recently the chairman of British Airways said all of these checks and things were pointless.
And then magically they get hit with toner bombs, and there's bombs going off all over Europe right now.
Yeah, that's right. The printer bomb or the printer ink cartridge bomb, that's to shut up the British Air Chairman, Heathrow Airport, the European Union, because, oh, see, you're soft on security.
Italy just pulled them out.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I think people need to protest much stronger than they do. I think it'll take a while for the Americans to do that. You see, the Europeans have a history of opposing tyranny. And we just sort of inherited freedom with the Constitution. We've never had to fight our own government. And in fact, the British really weren't all that tyrannical. They were just trying to get us to help pay for the cost of defending us against the French and Indians. But nevertheless, the United States population has not had to fight its own government over the centuries to obtain freedom. But that's what's happened in every European country and in England. The people got freedom by fighting their own government. So they have a tradition of resisting. We don't. So well, that's why you see all this uproar in Europe over things that here just sort of pass without comment.
Because we think we've got freedom, so we don't recognize it when it's taken. Just going back, and we're going to let you go, sir, to hubris. Imagine, you know, we see the old film clips of Nazi Germany and them getting people out of trains or buses and just making people show papers. Americans saw that. Europeans saw that and said, that's tyranny. Soldiers on the street is tyranny. You watch Mexico today with soldiers on the street. That's tyranny. Now that's what America is, and they're going further. Imagine if Hitler had people on newsreels grabbing women's breast and men's genitals as a way to, and they admit, to intimidate you to go through the scanners. I mean, it's just, it's insane hubris off the charts. And if we beat them on this, if we can remove the scanners, they know their entire police state will start crumbling if we have this victory. So it's more than just the billions they're making, and it's tens of billions overall.
Yeah.
It's also about forcing us. If we can make the suckers do this, we can do anything.
Yeah, I'm all for winning over defeating them on the scanners and on anything else. And, you know, Alex, I remember those movies. I was just a kid. And what I was always struck by was the politeness of the Gestapo. Your papers, please. And the threat was always there only if you didn't have papers. If you had papers, and please, there was no threat. So really, the Gestapo was much more polite and gentle.
Doc, I'm going to come back and plug your book. Stay there. We got to come back and talk about the book and finish up your point.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up for about 20 minutes, start of the next hour on election fraud. We've got Bev Harris popping in, a premier researcher dealing with that. She's found a lot of evidence around the country. I'm going to open the phones up after Dr. Roberts leaves us here in a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us on the quantitative easing, what it's doing to the dollar, on all the important news is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. And I've got a bunch of other news, like BBC report, a large Hadron Collider researcher set to create mini Big Bang. And they admit that as they do these thousands of tests, it could trigger something that destroys the planet. But they're going to go ahead and do it. That's hubris. It's kind of like with the Manhattan Project, the majority of scientists, and they're on record, thought that it would ignite the atmosphere and destroy the Earth or burn off the atmosphere. It didn't do that. Then they tried to fire, in one case, over 60 in a group of tests, the Air Force did, nukes into the upper atmosphere, trying to blow holes in the atmosphere. I mean, this is out-of-control lunatics running our society. And then they tell the people that are sane, who just, I'm not against science, but say, hey, you might not want to stick, you know, your finger in the light socket. They say, we're the danger. or some printer cartridge bombs. We have to give up all of our way of life, all of our freedom, and have our wives and children fondled by perverts. And a lot of them are being caught as perverts. But finishing up with Dr. Roberts, we're going to let him go. I appreciate him being with us for now, an hour. Finishing up with, yes, the German newsreels of papers, please. Here, I saw a checkpoint a month ago in a neighborhood, and I pulled up 100 yards away, walked up politely. They had a tent out. And I said, hi, officers. I was even charming to the state troopers. And a guy came over, screamed at me, and said, get out of here. And I said, well, I was just asking what's going on. And he just literally screamed at me like I had run over his child or something. And I said, man, you really are arrogant. You love power. And this, you know, this is a police state. And he's basically like, yeah, it is. Now get out of here. And I said, okay, trooper. And he said, it's Sergeant Baker to you. And he was just seething with enjoyment. Now, some of the troopers kind of looked embarrassed because this was their Napoleonic boss. But it's doesn't that fool understand that if he's been given all this undue power, those above him have, and this is a recipe for disaster.
People go into police services because they like power. And so you get an unbalanced personality in that type of a job, and that makes them more dangerous than the power they have alone. You know, I've had a number of emails or letters over my career as a writer from policemen who say they've quit the force because you can't be a good cop anymore. Now, I don't know if they're exaggerating. But I have had a number of these letters of people who say that it's just like Frederick von Hayek's point in The Road to Serfdom. He has a chapter on why the worst always get on top. And the real reason is that power, the ability to exercise power, attracts the worst, the people who want to exercise it over others, to be bullies, to be abusive. And so you concentrate people in those professions who are in that way unbalanced. And they tend to drive out the good members of the force. And over time, we'll probably see this in the TSA. This TSA still has many polite people. I go through often, though I haven't experienced the body scanners. Yeah, but I go through often and hit very polite people. They're just very gracious and polite, and they're moving things along. And at times I encounter, you know, a person who's inclined to be, you know, officious and looking for some chance to be abusive. But I suspect over time the polite ones will be driven out. And this is just the consequence of power and its attraction to people of that kind of personality. This is why some people say that what the TSA is really doing is training a huge Gestapo force that's used and accustomed to violating people's rights.
No. That's what Governor Ridge in 2003 in a two-hour piece I watched on C-SPAN. He said, we're going to have Viper teams on the streets. We're going to have this in shopping malls. We're going to have mobile vans. And now Homeland Security, I have the training videos. I'll send them to you. In fact, guys, send him that training video that we've got where it says at football games or the theater or to hear a rock band. They've got these giant 18-wheeler trucks, trailers that you walk into. They naked body scan you. They put a brain scanner on you and ask you questions that show if you're lying. And they ask you if you're a terrorist or if you have recording devices. So bringing a cell phone's illegal. And they admit that this training is training the public to accept being searched and being humiliated.
Well, then,
and
it's exactly what I said.
Yeah,
I agree with you. That's exactly what's going on. And as long as people accept it and think that it's making them safer, it'll continue. You know, the people have forgotten the warnings of the founding fathers that you can't trade your rights for safety. Because the minute you don't have your rights anymore, you're not safe. And that's That's the issue before the people. They've got to stop letting their rights go in order to feel safe, and they have to start seeing through some of these orchestrated terrorist events. I don't know that all terrorist events were orchestrated. By now, there must be some terrorist, given the way we treat them, treat the Muslims. It's got to produce terrorism if it didn't already exist. So, but surely there are going to be orchestrated events that help them achieve their agendas. People need to catch on at some point. I don't know how much indignation and humiliation they will suffer before they catch on, or if they ever will. But, Alex, I think we've covered the waterfront. And
absolutely. Tell us about your latest book, and we're going to let you go.
Well, we've talked about it. It's the book, How the Economy Was Lost. And what the book explains is what the precise problem is, not all the BS you read in the financial press. And it shows that it cannot be fixed unless offshoring is addressed. And then it says how you can address offshoring. And, of course, it shows there's a rise of a new class of robber barons that essentially are doing all the things you say, ripping off the people, worsening the income distribution in the favor of a few mega rich. And it's all written in simple terms for, you know, like my columns, not in economic jargon. There's no formulas. There's no economic words that people don't know what means. So anyone who wants to get a real grasp on what they face and what the problem is, and once they understand that, they can see whether it's being addressed or not. See, if you're in a situation when things are going to hell, it helps you know whether or not the authorities are actually succeeding in addressing the real problem, or are they addressing some made-up problem, it's diagnosed problem, or are they creating problems with their solutions? So the book is helpful to people, and it's not, you know, it's inexpensive. It doesn't cost anything.
Absolutely. And in all your stories at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, there's a link to Amazon to get it. And we'll put it back up on screen, too, for TV viewers at PrisonPlanet.tv so people can actually see the cover of the book. And it's got a long title, but give folks the full title, Dr. Roberts.
The main title is How the Economy Was Lost, and there's a subtitle, The War of the Worlds.
God bless you. We look forward to speaking to you again, Doc.
Okay, Alex. I appreciate talking to you. It's always an experience and enjoyable.
God bless you. Have a good weekend coming up, sir. All right, there goes Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Look, I've got – what happens is I read through all this news, and then I get on air, and it's just like, oh, do I want to tell them about this? But I want to go to Carlos, Joe, Mark, Wilson, Joe, and others that are patiently holding there. I also want to thank George Norrie for having me on for 2 hours last night. And I hope I did a good job. I've never been on Coast to Coast AM while I'm sick. But people began emails thinking it was the best interview I ever did. So I guess it's good when I'm sick. So I just shut up a little bit. Excuse me. But I'm just completely overwhelmed. You know, I don't hate petty, out-of-control bureaucrats and cops on power trips. You know, 10 years ago, I hated them. And because I was more primitive then, I'm still primitive. Now I just feel sorry for them. And I feel sorry for how they dehumanize themselves in what they do. And even worse is the people that are sellouts. You know, all I've got is my word. All I've got is my integrity. And that's why the system always attacks it, because they know I've got it. They always want to undermine that, just like with Ron Paul, who I know has 100% integrity. 100%. I mean, he's totally real. Rand, I think, is a good guy, but we'll watch. But I wouldn't sell my integrity. It doesn't mean I'm perfect. I make mistakes and then later see it and go, whoa, I shouldn't have done that. But most people now, they're in the power structure, they don't even think about it. They say, that's the ladder to power. That's the ladder to money. That's the ladder to status. And they go, okay. I mean, they are diving after the brass ring, but it's a ring of enslavement. I had read this before, but Aaron Dykes brought it into me. It's out of Bloomberg today. Geithner visited John Stewart in April, though not for laughs, and Geithner met with him secretly, and they said, you're influential, we want your help with things. And you notice that it goes on to say that the CEO of the New York Stock Exchange is his brother. Stewart's real name is Leibowitz. His brother's Larry Leibowitz, chief operating officer of the New York Stock Exchange. So COO, not CEO, excuse me, chief operating officer. I mean, what an insider. And he gets up there every week and makes fun of 9/11 truth, just like Glenn Beck. See, that's the big one. If somebody, that's the litmus test, okay? If you're not for, there's several litmus tests. If you're not for the Bill of Rights and Constitution, you're an enemy of the Republic. Every single one of those people are enemies of the Republic. Period. Your enemy. If you are for the Federal Reserve, you're an enemy of the Republic. And if you won't talk about government-sponsored terror, you're not real. And John Stewart, John Leibowitz, is a joke. And I hope all these people that have sold their souls for lies, I hope it's worth it, okay? Because it seems like 5 minutes ago, I was 4 years old. I'm 36 now. Probably got the body of a 45-year-old. I've had a lot of bones broken, my head knocked around like anybody else. And I know it's 5 minutes from now, I'm going to probably have an open heart surgery when I'm 82 years old. 5 minutes from now. 5 minutes from now, I'm going to be gasping for air, dying on my deathbed. All I've got's my integrity. 5 minutes ago, I was 3 or 4 years old in my mind. I know how short this life is. And what does John Stewart have his little stupid meeting on the his rally to restore sanity up there at the Lincoln Memorial? He said, have fun, relax, you know, go shopping. Everything's good. No, everything's not good. Everything's not okay. I mean, you know. Is John Stewart been let in on the eugenics? Has he been promised the life extension? Let me tell you something. We Are Changed released a video last week of John Stewart's people. 9/11 Truth got up, very politely asked him a question, said, why do you demonize 9/11 Truth? And he said, because I don't believe in it. Then they went outside and were handing out literature, and these thuggish gangsters come out and begin screaming and cussing and shoving and punching people, and one of them was arrested. And when you see the hatred of these people, this is a mafia. And to hear all these people tell me how good John Stewart is because he makes jokes about everybody. So some guy who likes to bully people around and who enjoys bullying people, I mean, let me tell you something. Somebody who is quiet and friendly and nice, painting your house, and who wants to reach down and pet your puppy dog, that's a person who can probably rip your arms out of your sockets. Okay? People that have real power would be embarrassed to use it to hurt people. I mean, cops and TSA people triumphing over little women you boss around. I mean, My, I'd rather die than act like that. I'd rather die than behave like that. You know who I want to fight? I want to fight the biggest guy in the room. Because that's the only way I can actually get it going. I don't understand just the cowardice, the weakness of scum. And I don't know why we let scum run everything. I don't understand it. But I'm not like them. Hell, I'm not perfect. But at least I can recognize the good from the bad. I can recognize the beautiful from the ugly. I know what's wholesome and I know what's wicked. And I choose good. Period. I don't need all these different preachers telling me things and fighting with each other for the market share of, you know, Christendom. I don't need all the philosophers. I don't need any of it. I just know this. I'm with the good guys. That's all I know. Is that I want to be good. I want to help people. I want to be honorable. And when they lower me to the ground or when they burn me into ashes, however it happens, I just want my progeny to be able to look back and be proud of me. Not for me, but for them as an example, for them to be good as well.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Carlos in Louisiana, thank you for holding, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex, I really appreciate you taking my call. I agree with 98 and 99% of everything you say. I'm glad someone is doing it. You're definitely doing it in the biggest way. You don't have to do it at a personal risk to yourself, to your family. And I appreciate, as a black person, what you're doing, even as a white person, and I'm couching that color in particular on purpose, because you do not have to do what you're doing. You can be just like the establishment, just like the establishment government, just like, as a white man, you have no reason to bring all of this on yourself. You could just go along to get along and be like Glenn Beck or somebody else. And I'm telling you that it is important because I want to emphasize that, because I want you to take what I say genuinely as a person. I'm not a civilian. I'm in this. I've had a show here in Baton Rouge for 6 years on access cable that was cut off because of bringing out certain information about city officials, and we're now trying to jump to the internet. So I'm just prefacing my comment because I want you to know that it is coming from an informed person. I do not support Obama. I didn't vote for Obama. I'm not fooled that Obama is any different from Bush. He's absolutely the exact same thing. And he puts a nice face on it, and he's an attempt to calm the population down and to, you know, ease it in, you know, without as much resistance. So that's, but I hope that I can get this out, and I appreciate you not fielding your calls and screening your calls. But this thing with this election, this Tea Party, they are absolutely, I think you lose credibility a little, I don't know to what degree, by not acknowledging that it is so obvious. There are true libertarian people that are classifying themselves as a Tea Party movement. I agree with that 100%. But there's another part that is absolutely 100% anti-black. Let's get rid of the black president. All these people who don't.
Sure. Well, that's why they put Obama in, was not to bring people together, but to have him do a bunch of unpopular stuff and then couch it because, oh, look, he's a black communist, which he isn't. He's a black globalist. He's part of the elite. But and I'll hold you over if need be. And we're going to get to everybody. But I need to say this. Carlos, it is an illusion. It is a lie that if I'm a white person, I'm part of the elite. A lot of white people believe that, and they feel like that they're part of the system. And there's certainly people that are racist and don't like black people that are in the Tea Party. The reason I have said, and it's a subtle issue, so some people misunderstand what I'm saying. This Tea Party movement was started by Ron Paul, doesn't have a racist bone in his body, who wants to bring real liberty and has good policies, and it has been taken over partially by Republicans. But we've gone from the Republican gatekeepers denying world government existed and all this stuff was happening a few years ago to them at least having to pay lip service to it. That's mainstreaming our info so that we can wake people up and actually have a debate about the real issues. So you thank me, and I'm going to hold you over. We're coming back in a minute, 70-second break. You thank me, you know, because I've made a choice. Look, when you know they're putting sodium fluoride in everybody's water. I mean, they're shooting up white kids and black kids with these vaccines. Listen, they hate everybody. Let's get that straight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.